Incompetence and inexperience define the McDonnell Shire Council. That's what one ex-employee claims. Maureen McGee had her contract with the Shire terminated earlier this year. She was the team leader of family services with the Shire in a remote community. Ms. McGee, who has years of experience working in Aboriginal communities as a social worker, says she was bullied, essential services weren't delivered, and the basic human rights of residents were absolutely ignored. She's decided to speak with 783 about her time with the Shire. Good morning, Ms. McGee.
Good day.
Tell me about why you decided to work for the McDonnell Shire here in Central Australia to begin with.
I'm a senior social worker and I've had a lot of experience with Indigenous people. I have Indigenous relatives and spend a lot of time on communities. Over the years I've worked in East Timor and I was retired and bored. I thought, I've got all these skills, I'll go and do something interesting and make a difference to Indigenous people.
What did you expect out of your experience at the McDonnell Shire?
I expected it to be hard, I expected it to be challenging. I expected support from McDonnell Shire, and I expected to be challenged.
And did that experience live up to your expectations?
I was certainly challenged. I was challenged in all the ways I expected, being, you know, cross-cultural. I still did not speak Pidgin Jara or Yunkin Jara at the time. But I was very shocked that I came to a situation not described by McDonnell Shire to me before I came, and with no support at all. For the childcare, for example, well, the job was running the childcare service, running the aged care service, and running the school nutrition. The staff had not had any training or support, nor had they had any been given any materials to do the job. I was given two cheap CDs. I don't think any mainstream service in Australia would be asked to set up a childcare centre with trainees who really weren't full, you know, mainstream workers, with only two CDs. Bear in mind, I didn't have a printer and a very poor computer that couldn't read the CDs.
So when you brought these issues up with management at the McDonnell Shire, what was the response?
I wrote it in a report. They said, please do not write a report. We don't want a report from you. But the Shire manager printed off most of the materials at his house off one of the CDs.
So what did you take from all of this, Maureen? I mean, you've written a letter and you've profiled another 14 incidents during your time at the Shire.
Oh, there were many more incidents. I was shocked at the senior staff in community services' lack of understanding of human rights. One of the things that bothered me in the human rights area was that staff told me that I just pay what I think they deserve. I don't look at their timesheets. People were not paid properly. They worked on the weekends. They were not paid for it. They were not given pay sheets and it was not explained to them. I started to get them to go and ask for them. No one had a duty statement. There were no policies and procedures, even though my duty statement said I was to carry them out. There weren't any. There was no OH&S, no manual handling. Chemicals were not labelled. There were no gloves. The oven didn't work. The cool room never worked. Food went off. Funding, I never knew what my budget was, and I found out later that we were entitled to uniforms and shoes. I had no idea they were in the budget. I ordered food with no idea what the budget was or how it should be done. I regard all that as quite improper, and I should have had much more structure in how we worked.
Maureen, would you put this down to incompetence or inexperience?
Both. And then a very defensive, paranoid attitude because things aren't going well and they really don't know how to fix it.
Maureen, you sound quite upset about your experiences with the McDonnell Shire. Do you think these are experiences solely or related to the McDonnell Shire, or do you think these are experiences widespread throughout other shires in the Northern Territory?
Look, I've got a lot of experience working in state and federal government, and and as a public servant. I don't know about other shires. I only know about McDonald Shire, and I was really amazed at the lack of understanding of community development skills and no consultation with the people on the ground. They would plan training, for example, which apparently was quite good training, but would not consult nor tell the staff that were going to be trained. Nowhere else in Australia does your boss design training for you that's even at, you know, an academic standard, and not even tell you they're coming. I wasn't even told when the childcare training was coming. Just come and deliver it.
Maureen, what do you think needs to be done now to rectify this situation?
I think that the Shire, the Northern Territory should have an inquiry into the rate of sackings and resignations in the Shire, as they're a marker of something seriously wrong. They should consult the Indigenous people, but both the Shire employees and the Indigenous people are afraid of the Shire, and with good reason. I thought that Apatula ran like an old mission with a superintendent, and you had good reason to be afraid. The Shire controls everything in your life. You just don't have a part of your life that's not part of what they control.
All right, Maureen McGee, thank you very much for your time this morning on 783 Mornings.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Dip a toe or dive right in. Mornings with Alice Brenner on 783 ABC Alice Springs.
16 minutes to 9 on 783 Mornings. Graham Taylor is the Chief Executive Officer of the McDonald Shire Council. Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Graham, how do you respond to claims of incompetence, bullying and even racism within the Shire?
In which context?
In the context of the story you've just heard.
Oh, right, OK. Look, the issue at hand is that a particular lady was engaged as a coordinator running the childcare and the aged care facilities at Apertura. The lady, when you read her resume, is clearly a background in social work and community development and has very little experience in childcare and aged care facilities. I think there is a relative mismatch in understanding of her expectations and what the reality of life and how services are provided in distant and isolated Indigenous communities. Secondly, her employment was terminated for breaches of code of conduct and also operating outside her role. If she's aggrieved by that, then the answer is she needs to talk to me or alternatively take appropriate action through somewhere else. And I can say to you that building up images politically in a public environment does not do anybody any good, and it only shows levels of professionalism and expertise and the values of a person to try and override a, an employment issue that they didn't appreciate.
Graham Taylor, Maureen McGee profiled a number of issues within the Shire. She talked about a lack of communication with staff. She talked about some problems with pay. She even levelled claims of racism against the Shire. Notwithstanding her employment situation, how would you respond to these claims?
They relate to the context of how she's viewing things as a community development officer. End of story. That's it. That's not her role.
This is not the first time that similar claims have been levelled at your Shire, though, is it, Graham Taylor?
Look, people who come from a theoretical position and enter the Shire and enter the communities and see where how operations are occurring, they don't recognise the difference between what was local government historically and local government today. They don't realise we are in transition of growing. We are not perfect, nor will we be, but we are in transition. The difference to me is that when people take up levels and positions of responsibility in the community, they need to be part of that, making a difference, not a criticising of what cannot.
I know of at least five other instances within your Shire where employees have claimed similar corporate behaviour.
A lot of that's about mismatch of person with position, and a lot of that's about people who are not prepared to accept responsibility for their own actions.
So would you accept responsibility for employing those people in the first place, Graham Taylor?
Quite possibly they were errors. And this, because clearly this person comes from a background which is not childcare, aged care services. Not in Indigenous communities anyway.
Maureen McGee has called for an inquiry into the rate of sackings within the Shire. Can you give us an indication as to the turnover of staff within your Shire?
Not statistically on the run right now, but yes, there has been a fair change. And as it is in most organisations, when you start day one, and then you, as you progress, you start to sort out the needs and demands of, as I said, matching people and position.
Would you say it's an excessive turnover?
No, not for the stage and the growth we're going through.
How can you give us any? You must know, as the chief executive officer, more or less how many people have left the employment of the Shire over the last 2 years.
No, I don't. I don't have that figure right in front of me.
But you'd say it is a high turnover. Or it's a low turnover.
I think it's reasonable turnover for what stage the organisation's in. It's growing from nothing to something. And when you grab people to put them on day one when you first start, you quite often get the people wrong. You get them all mixed. But it takes two to apply for a position. People who have an objective or an ego that puts them above their capacity, and they're promoted into positions and they apply for positions beyond their ability or not within their expertise. And then you take that on trust, and then you apply the position and you find they're not performing, so then you deal with it. That's the issues that happen in normal employment relationships.
Graham Taylor, you've made these claims about other ex-Shire employees who have talked of incompetence, bullying and racism within the Shire, though. It's not just this single case.
Let me say from a human point of view, if people are not prepared to recognise that maybe they are wrong, they will look to shoot others or blame others. It is very easy to blame the anonymous organisation and the anonymous bureaucracy. Yes, we're not perfect. Yes, we are getting better. But yes, it is also a factor that's driven by the individual.
So what needs to be done now to rectify this situation, Graham Taylor? Are you looking at an organisational overhaul to address some of these issues that Maureen McGee talks about that you have acknowledged?
As I've already said, you can't look at the glass half full and start arguing about what it's not, because it's not full. You've got to look that it was empty, now it's half full. You look from where it's come from, not where it can be. We're on a journey of getting better. Yes, we're improving our processes. Yes, we're improving our procedures. Yes, we're getting better in our methods of operation. That's part of the evolution of a new organisation getting better. That's it. And if people can't understand it and accept that, then clearly, they've made a choice that by their own actions and their own deeds of not following their role, they don't need to be here.
So you reject all of Maureen McGee's claims and criticisms then?
No, I don't necessarily reject all of them, but I do say to you, an employee who puts themselves above or outside their role that they're employed for is something that has to be dealt with in any organisation. And when they don't perform, it's something that has to be dealt with in any organisation. And yes, it is quite possible for people to be targeting the messenger rather than what the cause is. And the cause quite often is themselves, about their own actions. In this case, Maureen was in charge to run a service. Find, identify the gaps, fix it up, and identify what needs to be done and fix it.